This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice's trip to Europe is being overshadowed by questions about what Americans did in Europe. The United States is under pressure for two practices. Rendition is the name for snatching suspects on foreign soil and taking them to secret locations for questioning. The other allegation is that the U.S. maintains secret prisons on European soil. When she arrived in Berlin, Secretary of State Rice met with Germany's new chancellor, and without being specific, Rice publicly defended U.S. conduct in the war on terror.
It is against U.S. law to be involved in torture or conspiracy to commit torture, and it is also against U.S. international obligations, and the President has made it very clear that U.S. personnel will operate within U.S. law and within our international obligations.
As is often the case, it is not clear if the person denying torture defined the word in the same way as the people asking about torture. We're going to look closely at another statement by the secretary. NPR's Rachel Martin is covering Rice's visit to Berlin, and she's on the line now. And I want to ask Rachel first about these secret prisons, still not directly confirmed, much questioned in Europe. Secretary Rice said the United States has fully respected the sovereignty of other countries that cooperate in these matters. What does that mean?
Well, it's a good question, and the secretary was not specific, and she reiterated time and time again that the United States respects international law and its international commitments. It's not clear whether she's inferring or relating that to the allegations of secret prisons. Primarily, allegations have identified Poland and Romania as being host to these black sites, as they're called. So while she has not confirmed the existence of such prisons, she has made a point of underscoring the fact that the United States cooperates with countries that cooperate with the United States.
One way, I suppose, that you could read this is saying to Europeans, hey, you knew what was happening on your soil, so don't complain about it now.
Indeed, and that's part of a more offensive tact that that the secretary is taking in this trip. She's been on the defensive in the past couple of weeks as she's had to face allegations and charges of secret black sites in Eastern Europe and CIA covert operations, including the practice of renditions and some of the criminal investigations, that have been opened as a result of those allegations.
So were German leaders satisfied with what Secretary Rice had to say?
On the whole, Chancellor Merkel said that the information that she was able to get from Secretary Rice and their conversation was a good one, a good start to what both Secretary Rice and Chancellor Merkel hope will be a new chapter in German-American relations. Mrs. Merkel underscored the fact that in Germany, there are international commitments that shape German foreign policy, and that she's anxious to work with America in the so-called fight against terrorism, but that German foreign policy will be focused on adhering to German laws and international commitments.
I want to ask about one other thing, Rachel. What are German officials saying now about this German national who was allegedly abducted by the CIA and who claims he was flown off to a secret location and tortured?
Well, this is really the focus of the press conference today. There are allegations surrounding a potential cover-up in Germany of the alleged kidnapping of a German national from Macedonia. Mr. Khalid El-Masri was taken from Macedonia in late 2003 and allegedly transported by the CIA to Afghanistan, where he remained in CIA custody for 5 months. Mr. El-Masri says he was tortured and questioned and later released. There are allegations based on a report in the Washington Post over the weekend that suggest that a former minister in the German government was made aware by the American ambassador at the time of this detention or kidnapping, and asked the German minister to keep it quiet in order to prevent public knowledge of the CIA's rendition program. And the German press wanted answers today. Mrs. Merkel and Secretary Rice didn't want to comment specifically on the case and said that it will find its way through the court system.
Okay.
Mr. El-Masri has filed suit against the CIA.
Rachel, thanks very much. That's NPR's Rachel Martin in Berlin. It is a busy day. We also have a trial underway in Baghdad. More four witness testimony in the trial of Saddam Hussein. And today the court heard from a woman who said she was taken into custody as a teenager after an assassination attempt against Saddam. And she testified from behind a curtain with her voice masked that she was beaten by Saddam's agents and forced to undress.